Hey guys, welcome in to the DNVR Rockies podcast this Friday.
Woo! Woo!
We're unhinged today, but guys, yes! Welcome in. I'm Susie Hunter. I'm joined by Steph Salazar here.
Hello,
Steph. I'm also joined by Tiff producing.
Hello.
Hello.
Ladies. It's just like the International Women's Day
show. I know.
Show.
Let's go, girls.
Run it back.
Yeah. That's why it's all month.
That's true.
Is. It's Boom. True.
Yep.
Women's Month in America.
can't hold us back.
Guys, we're going to have a fun show today. We're going to have a good time.
Yep.
I'm super excited that, Steph, you are able to be here today. We've got our... I keep cutting you off. I'm so sorry.
No.
We have our show champagne.
Yeah, so cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to show champagne. Cheers to Friday. Cheers to baseball.
To baseball, because baseball's so back.
So back.
We are going to talk about, we're going to talk about the Rockies, who are 12-7-1 this spring. They lost yesterday.
It's one of their best springs, though. I saw since, like, 2001 or 2002.
Yeah.
Which is super exciting to see. Like, this is fun Rockies baseball, you guys.
It is fun. Yeah, yesterday, even though it was a pretty big beatdown, the Rockies were still, like, kind of keeping up. Asterisk.
Yeah, they scored quite a few runs. It's just did not score enough.
They unfortunately allowed so many more. That's how baseball works. It's really sad. But yeah, of course, with that, the scoreless bullpen streak came to an explosive end. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. And then cease and desist. Our long National League West nightmare persists because Dylan Cease is now one of our opponents. We're going to talk about that and some other baseball headlines.
Why is it always the NL West?
Why?
Like, what did we do deserve this?
I don't know.
I'm a good person.
Torey Lovello, like, in an interview. Of course, like, he's so funny. So, like, he said this very tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
So I'm going to do my best impersonation. He was just like, why do these guys keep coming? Like, can't they just sign somewhere else?
Right. Like, stop coming to the NL West, you guys. Like, yes, it's the best, but, like, no, I don't want you.
The NL best. yeah. Also, sidebar, it's really cute how, like, when the Dylan Cease news drop, all I saw were people being like, wow, RIP, the Rockies.
Every single thing I saw about it, too, was the same way. It's the same, like, when the Dodgers got Ohtani.
Yes.
And, like, similar traits. It's like, oh, well, the poor Rockies.
Like, yeah, no, we're aware.
We already know. So, like, I don't need other people telling me what I already know.
And also, you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even know about these amazing prospects we have.
I'm going to turn the tables and be like, you name three starting players on the Rockies. And then you could tell me about my team.
Yeah, if you name some guys who are actually still here.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Then we'll chat.
It's an uphill battle. We are always fighting. I'm so tired.
I'm so tired.
I don't think anyone's tired after today's Rockies spring training game. It lasted all of 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But what we did get, we got a Nolan Jones home run.
Thank goodness, because there for like a sliver of time, I was a little bit worried about that injury that kept him out from playing.
Yeah.
So it's good to see Nojo. Like he's so back.
He
never left.
He's so back. You know what? But he hasn't hit a home run this spring training until today.
I know.
So he's so back.
He's so
freaking back.
We love Nojo.
We love him. Yeah, Nolan Jones back in the lineup. Michael Tolia back in the lineup, too, who was left out a couple of days this week with some neck things happening.
Which is, like, an injury you have to be careful with. So,
yeah.
Like, I don't mind him taking, like, the time that he needs.
I mean, also, like, I mean... my neck hurts, like, if I sleep on it wrong, like, or if I'm on a flight and I'm like, you know how you're on a flight and, like, you wake up and your neck is just, like, at a 90-degree angle?
Thank goodness we're not professional athletes.
I wouldn't survive a day.
Me either, because I'm that way with, like, my hips. Like, if I sleep wrong or, like, I sleep too long, like, on my hips, I'll wake up the next morning and I'm like, what the hell happened? Oh, I'm just 32.
Peak physical form, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I know. I'm sure these guys, like, love, like, they'll probably catch a clip of the show and be like, you can't even sleep right. What's wrong with you?
And you guys are trying to talk about us?
Yes. I'm like, come on, Chris Bryant, stay healthy.
Meanwhile, I sleep wrong and I can't even walk.
We're so unserious. This game, yeah. Well, let's recap Thursday's game real fast. Because, yeah, not a smooth game. The Rock stayed fighting. Mm-hmm. Logan Allen pitched against us. He did pretty well. What else? Oh, yeah, the Rockies were on a four-game winning streak.
Were.
That snapped. We saw some guys who haven't given up runs yet in spring training actually give up some home runs. Victor Vodnik gave up some runs. Alan Trejo hit his second home run.
He's also having a really great spring. And I've always been a big Alan Trejo fan and like a big supporter of him.
Yeah.
He's one of those sneaky guys that could come into the rotation at any time and make like a big like impact.
So sneaky.
So I absolutely love the spring that he's having.
Yeah, he's having such a good spring. Yeah, what else did we have going on in this game? But yeah, we got Fry Guide. Because, that fourth inning, by the way, was pretty brutal for the Rockies.
We got reverse tacos, which I think is what you told us.
We got reverse tacoed, which you just absolutely never want to see. So, yeah, The inning started with a hit by pitch on the first pitch.
Oh, it was on the first pitch?
It was on the very first pitch.
What a way to start a game.
So the first pitch of that inning out of, who did we have pitching? It was a Lambo start.
Yep.
Peter Lambert. So, yeah, he started that inning by hitting a guy, and then he gave up a double, and then loaded the bases on a walk, and then the next runner scored on a wild pitch. It was Jose Tena. And then, yeah, they proceeded to bat around. Oh, it was brutal. Yeah,
in one inning.
Someone scored on a fielder's choice. Then there was an RBI double, an RBI single, a home run. That was when we got Fry-Eyed.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. It was brutal.
It was just not a great day for Rockies baseball.
It was tough. The Rockies kind of came back, though. The Rockies had their own
tacos.
They had their own tacos. Yeah, that fifth inning was a nice little comeback, nice little answer. Because yeah, that's where we saw Alan Trejo's home run,
and then Montero finally ended up coming.
Yeah,
coming alive after I think he was 0-16,
and we got a single
at the plate.
Yeah, he's been a little quiet lately, which we don't love to see because if he's gonna be taking up that DH spot. Unfortunately, I'm going to need you to do the H.
Exactly. Otherwise, get out. We have plenty of guys that could probably fit that.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, he's one the opposite of, like, Alan Trejo hasn't had that successful of a, like, spring. Mm-hmm. But I try not to worry too much until, like, this upcoming week when we're about, like, a week away from, like, real baseball.
Yeah.
So let's see how they do this coming week.
Yeah. I mean, this is, like, the time of spring training, too, where we're, like, trying out the lineups that look more like the major league lineups that we will see this season.
Yeah.
This one looked pretty. Who did we have? This was Bouchard, Trejo, Hilliard, Montero, Zimmer, Bradley Zimmer. He's a non-roster invite, but he's been really good this spring. And he's moved around a lot in the majors. He didn't play in the majors at all last year.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
I didn't know that.
He was all AAA last year. He's been moving around a lot lately. He actually came up in the Cleveland organization. So shout out to the Cleveland radio guys who like talked so much about Bradley Zimmer.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. So he's been doing some great stuff. He's an outfielder. He has been cooking. Yeah, he got a single yesterday.
Got on base.
He got on base. We love boys on base.
We love boys on base.
Yes. Coco Montes, what did he do? He had a sack bunt and a walk.
Okay, see, got on base.
Yeah. Aaron Shunk, first of all, in the starting lineup, which I love to see because he is a prospect that I'm very big on him.
Okay.
I think he's going to come up sooner than maybe we think.
Okay.
But he had a double and then he grounded into a double play. Ugh. Okay. You know, balance.
Yeah. It's called balance.
It's called balance. But yeah, Peter Lambert. All right. Talk about balance. He gave up 5 runs and struck out 5.
Okay. That cancels out.
Kind of cancels out. Yeah, 7 hits, 5 runs, all of those earned. He allowed just 1 walk. He was the only one who allowed a walk from the Rockies that day.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting.
Which is good, because I feel like that's something that like the Rockies pitchers have struggled with for a while, is giving up those walks, especially like in critical moments.
Yeah.
So like that's good to know that he's the only one that gave one up yesterday, and it was only one.
Yeah. Oh, the only one. Although I guess like maybe no one had a choice to walk because they were so busy. The Guardians are actually so busy hitting.
Yeah, when you put it that way.
It's all how you spin it. I could be in marketing. I really could. Oh, Nate in the chat. Steph, I like your new sticker.
Thank you. I got this new sticker. It's home plate with a heart.
Cute.
Nate gave it to me.
Oh, huh. Hi, Nate.
But also, my heart is at home plate.
This is right now. This is just a podcast for like us and our friends.
It really is. Hello, friends. Hello, family.
Hi, friends and family.
My dad might be watching. Hi, Dad.
Oh, my gosh. Your dad's the best.
I know.
Anthony Molina. We got to talk about Anthony Molina because he... I feel like we don't talk about him enough. I'm going to dedicate a chunk of Monday show to Anthony Molina, but he's great. The right-handed pitcher that we snagged in that Rule 5 draft. Mm-hmm. So he has to be on that 26-man major league roster, yeah. Or we have to give him back and spend more money.
Yeah,
which we've done enough of.
We're done spending the money.
But yeah, he's been really solid this spring, but he did allow one run on 3 hits. In 3 innings.
Yeah.
He was out there for a while, too.
He was. He was out there longer than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Which is, like, not a bad thing at all.
Are they going to, like, make him a starter or a long reliever?
That's what I'm wondering. Is he going to be in the starting rotation?
He's so young, though. He's 22. He was born in the year 2002.
Oh, my goodness.
Young man.
That's going to make me drink some of my champagne.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
But yeah, I think he's great. Like you said, he's young, so he still has like a way to go. But for like such a young age, I feel like he controls the ball.
Yeah.
Like pretty well.
I feel like the Rockies maybe might have taken a little bit of a chance by snagging such a young player in the Rule 5 draft. But also, I mean, I trust the Rays organization. That's who we stole him from.
Right.
I trust them. And also, we've had such good luck with other people we've snagged from the Rays organization. Hello, Herman Marquez.
I was going to say, my buddy Herman.
We love him.
I say buddy as if, like, I know him.
You besties.
We're besties.
Have you ever met him?
No.
We'll fix that this season.
I want to.
He's a sweetheart.
I feel like I'm going to be, but if I meet him, I'm going to, like, try to talk Spanish, and then I'm going to, like, fumble and be like... Sorry.
I mean, he's
lo siento.
Lo siento. Mi amigo. Yeah, we mentioned Montero finally waking up a little bit. Yeah, 2 for 3 after going over 16. Mention that. Steph, you just know your numbers.
We both do. Stop.
Stop.
Which is good. Like, that's what you want to snap a streak is going 2 for 3 is good for him. And I think it also helps, like, their confidence, too, yeah. Right? Especially when you're slumping. Mm-hmm. So, good for him.
Yeah. Sean Bouchard also building up that confidence this spring. He went 2 for 3 yesterday with a walk and a stolen base. His on-base percentage is up to .344 right now.
Is he going to be, like, our guy this year that, like, steals bases the most?
He might be.
Him and Charlie. Charlie's pretty good.
Which is crazy because he's like a million years old.
It scares me every time. When I see him run, I'm like, Charlie, be careful. You're not young.
How are your knees doing this right now?
Well, it's because he doesn't go to sleep and then his hip doesn't hurt the next day.
Oh, do you think that's the thing?
I think so.
Is that the secret?
That's the secret.
I'm going to start asking these guys, so how do you sleep?
Yeah, how comfortably do you sleep? Do you wake up feeling okay?
One of them's got to sleep in like one of those float chambers. I'm like, if anyone's going to be crazy enough to sleep in a float chamber, it's probably Chris Bryant. Because we would also never know about it.
Right. I want to try one of those. They seem so cool.
I don't know if I would love it or if I would freak out. I'd probably I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. All right. Let's get into Wednesday's game because that was a little more fun on our end.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this was also a weird game to watch because MLB Game Day feed just like straight up stopped.
It just stopped.
I think they were like doing some kind of test and like
and they did they in the middle of the Rockies
they
game.
They should not have done it in the middle of the Rockies game. But yeah, that was Wednesday's game. So that was like right after the show on Wednesday, but a nice little Rocks win over there. Who did we see show up? God, did I not highlight anything on my score sheet? What's wrong with me? We had, all right. What did we have? Brendan Rodgers had a hit.
Yep.
Charlie Blackman, leadoff single. Oh my gosh. What else did we have? We had,
hi guys, I'm reading. Welcome to this podcast where I just read in front of you. We had some guys score on errors.
And we were down 2-0.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden after it stopped updating, it was 6-5.
It got so out of hand so fast. But Brenton Doyle hit a double. I love that Brenton Doyle is hitting. Mm-hmm. I love that he is hitting because that is the one piece we needed from him.
Yep.
And he is doing it.
Yeah, because his defense speaks for itself. Like, we could show highlights of him catching fly balls and whatnot in the outfield and know how, like, great he is defensively. But, like, he just has to find his little groove with offense. And it seems like he finally is.
Yeah. I hope that he can keep this going into the regular season for us, for him, because this is a guy that we want in our outfield. We want Brenton Doyle to be an everyday player.
Yep.
He is only going to get better. His rookie season, he's walking away with a gold glove.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like people didn't talk about that enough as much as they should have.
No, people didn't talk about it enough because it's the Rockies.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We talked about it.
Rude.
We were so proud.
I know. I am so proud. I'm still so proud.
Me too.
All right. I'm so proud. We saw Tanner Gordon make a start for the Rockies. Tanner Gordon, we don't talk about a ton. He was one of the pitchers that came over with Victor Vodnik for Pierce Johnson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's like, you know, a couple steps behind Vodnik in terms of just like development and all. But Tanner Gordon, two scoreless innings, two strikeouts. It was his first major league spring training game, too. So that's the first time we got to see him.
Which is really good for your first time pitching, like, in a major league setting.
Not bad.
Yeah. So good for him.
Yeah. We saw Carson Palmquist, Ty Block, Seth Halverson, Matt Cook, Dugan Darnell. All of those guys, scoreless outings. This is why we've been loving this bullpen this spring training.
Yep.
It's been so fun. Brendan Rodgers went 2-for-3. Ryan McMahon and Brenton Doyle both had doubles. Benny Montgomery. Oh, my gosh. He had an opposite field homer.
We love oppos.
We love oppos. I think AJ hopped on, responded to us on Twitter. He was like, Bommy Montgomery? And then someone else was like, Benny Montgomery? Bommy Montgomery is what we're going to call him from now on. We're just going to combine
this.
The two.
Yeah, that's perfect.
It is so perfect. But yeah, that was what was the score? 7-5 Arizona. Yeah, that was another game that got really crazy.
Yeah, towards the end of the week, the Rockies really didn't have their best going on. But yeah. That's why you have spring training. Like, that's why you... Yeah, you play the game in spring and you figure out the kinks, and they have, what, 13 days?
Yeah. Until 13 days until this season actually starts.
Lucky number 13.
Taylor Swift, are you watching?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift,
we're
are
Taylor
you
Swift
watching?
Days away from Major League Baseball kicking off officially.
That is so true. Side note before we take a quick break, but... So here's something that I thought was so interesting. So yeah, Tanner Gordon, a pitcher that came from the Braves organization to us in a trade. Mm-hmm. The Mariners also traded with the Braves, and their trade, their pitcher that they got in the Kelenic trade, not doing so well. So Jackson Cowar, he has to get Tommy John surgery.
Ugh.
Thank God he's not one of the guys, but also you just never want to see it happen to anyone.
No.
You never want to see it happen to anyone.
No, anytime you hear Tommy John, like, it's always a bummer no matter who it is. So,
but, like, we don't need another guy who just had Tommy John or is about to have Tommy. We don't need another one.
We don't. We're maxed out.
We simply don't need another one.
We're done.
We're going to actually address how everyone is feeling down at camp in a second, but we got to mention our good friends at Empire Today.
Yes.
Because these are the new floors, by the way. Don't these look nice?
They're so nice.
We have such nice new floors. It's too bad you can't really see them on the show. You can kind of see them behind, over.
Right here.
Welcome to this podcast where we describe flooring. Now, we love our friends at Empire Today. You get that shop at home convenience with the right product for your needs, a quick and professional installation, and price match guarantee. The cool thing is they have a virtual floor designer, so you can visualize before you manifest your new floors. You can see how your new floors will look in any space. And of course, they've got a warranty too, and they take care of the warranty too. You're not going to have to chase down some outside company or some manufacturer. Empire's going to help you if anything goes wrong. Nothing will go wrong. For legal purposes, that is just a joke. But schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners can receive $350 off when they use promo code DNVR. Restrictions do apply, but go to empiretoday.com/DNVR for details. The Breck beer of the month. Who knows what it is? It's not champagne, unfortunately. But
I think when I was here last weekend, they said it was the Broncos Pale Ale.
Oh, let's ride. Let's cry.
I don't know if it changed.
Oh, man.
But that's one of my favorite ones.
It makes me so sad right now. No, Breck Brew makes me so happy, though. We love all of our Brecks. Plus, they are our OG craft beer sponsor. They have been with us since day one. We love all the Brecks. You had a Mountain Beach Sour the other day.
So good.
So good. Don't forget about Avalanche Amber, Mile High City Golden Ale, the Funslinger, the Good Company Hard Seltzer for my seltzy girlies and boys. Mm-hmm. Find whichever one you're looking for. Go to breckbrew.com and use the beer locator to find a brew near you. Okay. How are we feeling, Steph?
Great.
I think we're feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Good. Apparently the Rockies are feeling pretty good, too.
They are?
So, yeah. Yes.
We do this, like, in our normal, regular lives. So, like, sometimes I forget people just don't know me and you.
Do they? What? Do they feel great? Tell me more.
Please tell me more.
So in media availability, I think earlier today, actually, a reporter asked Rockies manager Bud Black how the team is doing physically. And that is totally a fair question because last year, the injuries started at spring training. And it was just like... another one and another one and another one.
Yeah, it was like a snowball after spring training.
It was brutal. But, excuse me, that's not happening this year. But, Tiff, are we ready to hear from Buddy? All right, so here is how Buddy answered the question, how's everyone feeling?
Actually, pretty good. Really good. Some minor things, but nothing that we experienced last spring. Right when Rodgers went down and Bouchard went down, that were, you know, damn near season-ending injuries. But so far, so good. Guys are hitting their marks as far as what they need to do each and every day to build up for the season. So, I mean, every team crosses their fingers, right? I mean, look around baseball, right? What happened with Cole? I mean, other players or. You know, you read every day, so-and-so's unlikely to make the opening day roster. You know, that happens often. So right now, I mean, we're healthy. We're physically in a good spot, which makes guys mentally in a good spot. And you know, we need that. We need to be healthy.
All right, Buddy, that was a nice touch. I loved the immediately before saying anything else.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Knocking on the wood.
I love how superstitious baseball is.
Me too, because I'm incredibly superstitious.
I have to knock on wood. Remember, I took a piece of wood from your house.
You did. Do you still have it?
Yes.
Okay, good. If not, then I'll tell our friends Ron and Chris to give us more.
Oh my gosh.
But it's almost stupid how superstitious I am. But then I finally figured out later on in life, it's because of how much I love baseball.
It's because we've been watching so much baseball.
Yeah.
Kyle Freeland's been playing so much baseball.
He has.
And he's been having such a great spring, which is just reminding us of all of the, like, peak Kyle Freeland moments. I think we're just, like, entering a new era of Kyle Freeland. Like, mm-hmm. He's going to be so good this year.
Me too.
He's not going to be, like, the same pitcher he was when he had that amazing rookie year.
Right.
But, like, he's going to be good.
He's going to be so good. Yeah. And as a K-free girl myself, I'm thrilled. Like, I think mm-hmm. we talked about this at the last podcast, how much I love Kyle Freeland's spring, and he got that new pitch now.
Yes.
Like,
a whole ass changeup.
A whole ass changeup, which is what was missing in his repertoire. And so Kyle Freeland, you heard it here first, is going to have an amazing year with the Rockies.
So good. So freaking good. Here's how Kyle Freeland feels about it, because he's always going to be the one who's toughest on himself.
Right.
Felt good coming right into camp and before camp. Kind of had a good game plan going in, what I wanted to accomplish, and that's what I'm kind of taking each step, every start, every 5 days doing that, and you know, it's been paying off. You know, how we've been attacking hitters, how we've been attacking lineups, and what we want to see out of my arsenal before camp breaks.
Tiff, did you just play me off my own podcast?
That was so funny.
I thought it was a cue up, and then you just kept going.
You thought I was just being, like, clever, and you were, like, reading the signs, and, like, I just keep running my mouth.
It's okay.
That's on me. That's on me. That's
for she's just being Suze.
Sorry. My finger slipped. Nope. It's on me. It's just Suze being Suze.
That was so funny.
So, yeah. Long story short, TLDR, the guys are feeling good.
Yep.
I always feel better when the guys are feeling good.
Me too. I feel very confident going starting the season. I don't know if that's going to stay. Like, we'll see. But as of right now, like, absolutely love what the Rockies are doing in the spring.
Yeah. It's all good signs. We have more to get excited about tomorrow, by the way, because the spring breakout game for the Rockies is tomorrow, and
yes,
we have a stacked lineup. It's widely considered to be one of the better spring breakout lineups because we're stacked with prospects right now.
We are. I'm super excited for all the Rockies ones, obviously, but then the Brewers have that prospect that they already paid. Like, they gave him, I don't want to make it up, they gave him, like, a pretty big deal before spring training even started.
Oh.
And
he hasn't debuted yet?
He hasn't debuted yet. He's an outfielder.
That is so risky.
He's young, like, 22, 23.
Oh.
And he's already been paid by the Brewers. And Brewers fans are ecstatic.
You know what?
So I'm so excited to see him play.
When did the Brewers play?
Great question. As a secondary Brewers fan, I should know this.
Because our priority is the Rockies. You know what? These prospects, they are a priority to Rockies Director of Player Development, Chris Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
We got a chance to hear from him about how he's so excited to see all of these guys come together and actually play on one field, because this is so special. We don't get to see all the top prospects play together like this.
Right. And it's super exciting for, like, real baseball fans, like the ones that could watch, like, any game and, like, care about the prospects. I think it's so cool because, like, you and I are excited
because
of how much we love baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing, like you said, like, the brand new prospects, like, we don't get to see them, or, like, we won't for a while.
Yeah.
So I think this is so amazing.
It's so amazing. Tiff, are we ready to hear from Chris Forbes?
Yes,
ma'am. All right. So here is what the one guy who really knows the most, here's what Chris Forbes had to say about why he is so excited about this spring breakout game.
And that's what you're always hoping for, is groups of guys that are kind of ready to kind of hit up there together, you know, try to get debut in the big leagues right around the same time and kind of create the dynamic that you're looking for, you know, young guys with some energy and help piece it together with our veteran guys. You know, and I think we've got some guys that are going to debut this year that people are going to be excited about. I think it's great to drive a dynamic of prospects in minor league baseball and guys that are talked about a ton, but people don't see that often. I think it's a great experience for the kids. Obviously, I know we've got some fan base that's really excited about seeing them, you know, on nationally televised type games. But it was an opportunity, you know, to kind of get their names out there and get their feet wet in that type of crowd.
So, yeah, that's the great point that Chris Forbes made, is that it's, you know, it's one thing to have all these amazing pieces, but the way they come together is going to tell us a lot about what the future of the Rockies are going to look like.
Yeah. And that's one thing I feel like Rockies fans should be excited about, is the future, because of, like, these prospects that we do have.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes it's hard to, like, look ahead when things might be, like, gloomy, but I'm super excited for the future of the Rockies, like, the guys that we have coming up.
Yeah. 2027 is what I'm like tentatively saying is a good year.
Yeah.
I was saying like 2026. I'm going to push it back a little bit because like everyone else in this league keeps trying to rain on our parade.
Ugh, the damn NL West.
Freaking NL West. You know, speaking of the NL West, we'll be facing the Diamondbacks squad of prospects in that game. It's at 5 o'clock Mountain Daylight Time. So here, so here in Denver, it'll be at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And in Arizona, it'll be 4 o'clock. I'm just explaining time zones.
You're really good at that, though. I'm not.
I'm so good at time zones because I had to be.
Well, it's like our friend Anna like asked us in the group chat the other day, hey, what time is this time for ours? And you immediately responded. And I was like, dude, I don't know.
Also, shout out to Nate in the chat. Jackson Chorio is the guy we were talking about, the Brewers prospect. 8 years, $82 million,
and he just turned 20.
No. That's so crazy.
He can't even have a summer shandy in Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh!
But isn't that crazy how they paid him so much money before? Like, I thought it was wild, but, like, Brewers fans are so stoked about this guy.
Yeah, I just remember, like, a few years ago, this was, like, the Scott Kingery situation. I think they only gave him, like, $24 million, mm-hmm. which, like, but he had not debuted yet.
Right.
And I don't think that that contract necessarily worked out in favor for the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
So I sure hope the Brewers aren't wrong on this, because that's a lot of money to be playing around with.
Knock on wood. I hope it works for them, because I like them.
Yeah. Let's talk about another super young player. We haven't really seen too much from Cole Carrig yet, but he was drafted by the Rockies last year in that competitive balance round. He is, at his core, by the way, such a utility guy.
Yeah.
Such a utility guy.
Which is good for any team to have.
Yeah. He also, the Rockies love that shit. Like, oh, can you play first base and you can be a catcher? And, like, can we put you in left field, too?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
We ball.
Let's fucking go.
Cole Carrig got a chance to hear from him a little bit. He's going to be part of that spring breakout game, too. I'm looking forward to talking to him when he has some more interviews under his belt. He was very, like, man a few words.
Yeah.
Is that his personality or is that, like, why are all these cameras in my
face?
What's
his sign?
We'll look it up, but we're going to play the clip first. Tiff, are we ready to hear from Cole Carrig? Here we go.
I'm just pretty excited to be here. It's always been a dream to be out in spring training and be with a pro team, and I'm just blessed and grateful to be here.
You know, we've had long conversations with Cole about, you know, the speed tool is really intriguing. The athleticism is off the chart. The aggressiveness, the mindset, it's a very aggressive, hair on fire type guy. And, you know, in the professional game, the catching skill set part, it's hard to see a guy like that as you kind of go behind the plate and you're trying to check other boxes, the intangible boxes. And the way he plays center field, you know, the way we've seen him play shortstop, I mean, he's much more of an intriguing guy in the middle of the diamond, you know, out on the dirt or out in the outfield.
All right, yeah, we snuck a little Chris Forbes in there because Cole Carrig, again, man a few words right now.
Yep.
He's young. He's still so young. He's 21 years old. He's a switch hitter, by the way.
Ooh.
So am I.
You are.
I'm a true switch hitter.
You are. Wait, the Rockets don't have many switch hitters.
They got Michael Tolia. Who else is switch? We'll get to it when we get to it.
I love switch hitting.
He's from Medesha. Cole Carrig, he's from Modesto. He went to San Diego State, just like Bud Black and Alan Trejo.
Modesto, that's where the Modesto Nuts.
Yes. That is where Ryan McMahon met his wife.
It is. So much is happening. We are just like full of fun, random little facts.
Oh my gosh. We like crushed it at a trivia night. We crush it. No, Cole Carrig kind of crushed it in his 140 at bats in Fresno, a 350 batting average. He had 5 home runs. So a nice little start to him down in low A, which we love to see. Fun fact, his dad played a season of minor league baseball.
Crazy.
In the Pioneer League of all places.
Yeah.
So like he was probably going through Grand Junction.
I know.
It's so weird.
I'm excited to see how his career goes moving forward. He's another guy to keep your eye on.
Yeah, we're going to keep our eye on him. Everyone's keeping their eye on Jackson Holliday and Paul Skeens because they got to face each other. Two of the most talked about prospects in all of baseball, suited up for their respective teams. And that was the first spring breakout game that we got to see. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest story, is everyone wanted to see how these two faced each other. I love what Jackson Holliday had to say, because Jackson Holliday learned that Paul Skeens is not fucking around.
Nope.
He goes, I think he was probably throwing 110. At least that's what it looked like.
Imagine. I cannot imagine a ball coming at me that fast. Like, looking like it, like, doing it, like, legit. Like,
yeah.
That's insane.
I get scared at the batting cages. I get so scared.
Which is fair. Like, it's scary to have a ball coming at you, like, that quickly.
It is. That's why I had to stop softball, because I was too scared.
And it's also why baseball's the best.
Because it's so scary.
It's scary.
It's the scariest of the sports. All right, guys, real fast, we got to shout out our friends at College Invest, collegeinvest.org. It's never too early to start saving for your child's education. And collegeinvest.org makes it so easy to create that flexible savings plan so you can start saving up for college. Because, listen, baseball's really hard. They're probably not going to get that D1 scholarship. Nope. Maybe they will, but the chances are so small.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, be ready for anything. But, yeah, the good thing about College Invest is that it can also be used at trade schools and for apprenticeship programs, not just in Colorado, but all across the country.
That's really cool.
It is really cool. But, yeah, you can open an account for your kid right now at collegeinvest.org. There we go. And let's talk about our friends at Volo Sports. I think like some Volo Sports people came in to visit us on Wednesday, which Ooh. We always love. But so Volo Sports has this Volo Pass. So normally it's $20 a month. We have a code that could help you save on that. But it is such a great way to meet people. You can have unlimited access to pickups and drop-ins as a sub. You can get league discounts up to $50 and free and discounted access to tournaments, fitness classes, and events. I didn't even know they had fitness classes until we realized that, I think, last week.
We did, which is super cool, I think.
Yeah, like, I'm dying to try this. So, yeah, Volo Pass is the best way to do it. You can, sign up on the Volo app. Use code DNVR3. You can get Volo Pass for just $10 a month for the first 3 months. That is such a low commitment right there.
It really is.
3 months of paying $10 a month to see like how you like it.
That's less than like 2 beers in most places.
Yeah. Oh my God. Don't even ask. Do not ask my boyfriend, by the way, how much drinks at Bottle Blonde were when we went to Scottsdale.
Oh no.
It was not okay.
It was not okay.
DJ was great though.
Oh, well, good. The vibes were great.
The vibes were so great. The vibes are great at Volo Sports. Use the link in the description of this podcast. Thank you. Okay. Let's get into some baseball headlines. Someone Bud Black knew pretty well passed away. Bill Plummer, baseball lifer. They were talking about him on MLB Network today. But he was Bud Black's manager in Seattle. A lot of other players' managers in Seattle. Harold Reynolds.
Yeah.
But he had so many nice things to say about him, too. But, yeah, Bill Plummer passed away. We just found this out today. A little baseball news. We're going to move on from this. Michael Kopech moving to the bullpen.
I saw that.
And Michael Kopech had not a fun outing against the Rockies just earlier this week.
Right.
What day did we face the White Sox? Was that?
That's
Monday.
Early in the week.
Monday.
I want to say Monday.
Monday. So yeah, Monday. What happened to Michael Kopech? Oh yeah, he gave up back-to-back home runs. He gave up a walk. He gave up an RBI double.
Not a great outing.
Michael Kopech. Here's the pitching line on Kopech right here. He was the losing pitcher of that game. 4 hits, 4 runs, all earned. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Gave up 2 home runs.
Yikes.
So that was, he's been struggling. And I guess the Rocky start was the last straw. Did the White Sox go like, if you can't get it together against the Rockies, get the fuck out of here?
It almost sounds like that's exactly what they did.
It's giving that.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows?
Which is really funny, but like kind of pisses me off because like don't use the Rockies as like your level of like measurement on your pitchers.
That's not your litmus test. Get out of here.
Yeah. Get the hell away.
Yeah, but apparently he's not happy about that news.
Who would be?
Who would be? Well, usually we don't know that people aren't happy about that news. Usually, like, a lot of guys, I don't know, like, a lot of Rockies are like this. They're just like, whatever the team needs, I will do. At least right. That's what they tell us.
Right.
Which I think is very important for us to all know.
Yes.
I need to know that y'all are a team.
Yeah.
But the fact that we know Michael Kopech's not happy, I don't want to know that.
I don't.
I don't want. If I were a White Sox fan, I wouldn't want to know that. I've been dying to know who Shohei Ohtani married, and we finally got a wife reveal.
I know, and it was like more exciting than what I thought it would be.
Well, oh my gosh! First of all, Shohei's so funny. He was like, "I married a normal Japanese woman." No, he married like an incredible athlete.
Right, like. Yeah, she's normal, but she's also, like, very good at, like, what she does.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine if they have kids. This kid is going to be so athletically gifted.
Ugh.
I'm almost mad.
I'm already mad.
Like, this kid is going to be able to dunk. They're going to be able to pitch and hit. Like,
yeah.
They're going to have their choices of what they want to do.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, we have everything we know about Mamiko Tanaka right now. She's a Japanese professional basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell in the picture. So, we found out who his wife is through a picture posted when they were all heading out to Seoul.
Yep.
She's tall.
Yeah.
She's tall. She's listed as 5'11". Shohei's 6'5".
Yeah.
They looked pretty similar in height in that picture, but also she's wearing the big sneakers. She's standing a little in front of him. They're working those angles.
Yeah. But she did. She looked...
She's tall.
Really tall.
Yeah.
Also, everyone's tall to me, though, so...
I know. 5'11"'s tall to me.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Now you know how I feel. A little bit.
If I ever meet her, I... We'll know exactly how you feel. But yeah, she is a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
And Shohei is a Cancer. So that is a crazy combo.
Yeah.
That's a crazy combo. Because personally, like, I think it's a combo that can be either, like, amazing or it can be the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
And it sounds like it's working out for him.
It sounds like it's working out for him. You know who else? Another baseball couple who is a Sagittarius-Cancer combo.
Who?
Cole Tucker and Vanessa Hudgens.
Ah! And they're about to have a baby.
They are. Oh, I'm so excited. She's going to be getting the kids ready for school and being like, get your sneakers on.
The best meme of the week.
Best meme of the week. The worst news of the week for me is that Dylan Cease is heading to the Padres. Jeff Passan broke the news. A lot of people on Twitter were like, why would you trade Juan Soto just to do this? I'm like, it's different.
Right.
Dylan Cease, like, I think people don't realize, like, Dylan Cease is such a young pitcher in this league. He still has 2 years of club control.
Right. So this was actually a really good pickup for them, even though, like, I personally hate it.
even though it's a personal attack on me.
It is. It's kind of rude, but it's fine.
It's so rude.
Like, it's good, like, business sense, I guess, for them. So,
yeah.
It is what it is. Like always, like we said earlier, everyone's like, poor Rockies. Anytime,
poor Rockies.
Like, a big deal like this happens in the NL West. It sucks for us.
It a little bit. Hopefully none of our games line up with him. But then, of course, they also have... who else is in their stupid, ridiculous rotation? Oh, yeah, also Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove.
I was going to say, but they have Musgrove and Darvish, so, like, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It's so annoying.
I don't think they're getting Blake Snell back now, at least.
Which is... I know we're probably going to talk about it, but, like, how is he still not signed?
Him and Jordan Montgomery. It's so funny. Like, I love... like, a lot of the... I'm going to consume a lot of baseball content, but a lot of the analysts are like, Jordan Montgomery would be such a good fit for the Yankees right now. And it's like, but he hated New York.
Right.
He did not enjoy playing in New York.
He's not going to go out there.
No.
It's just... It still completely blows my mind every single time that we end a day and Snell and Montgomery are not...
Yes.
Signed.
Although I've been like really like gambling pretty hard, not literally but figuratively. Like I've done a couple of pre-records on travel days and I'm like, if he gets signed, Like a week ago, I got the email, the Rockies transaction email, and I'm like, if they signed, after, if they went crazy and signed Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery after we did a pre-record and we talked about them being free agents, I was going to lose my mind. I was going to jump out of the plane.
Our anxiety level that day when you texted me, like we were scared. Not that I wouldn't welcome him on the team, obviously, but like we had already talked about him not being signed and we would look like idiots.
We would look like idiots. The people would probably say the Rockies looked like idiots if they did that.
Probably.
Because they're not ready to compete. Well, no. We can sign these guys in 2027 when we win the World Series.
Yes. I cannot wait for that.
Exactly. Here's the full Torrey Lovello quote, by the way. He said, quote, "I wish the best players would quit coming to the NL West." He said that to The Athletic. But he added about Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
Did I even say his name? Dylan Cease?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. I'm like, did we just go into it and expect everyone to read our minds? Hi. He continued, quote, "We know he's a good pitcher and it just made a good team even better. It just means that we've got to continue to hone in what we're good at and just knock it out here at Salt River Fields and not be concerned about what's going on elsewhere."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Same dude, same.
Yep.
Worry about yourself. Be where your feet are.
Be where your feet are. That's good. I never heard that before.
Oh my God. I think I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a saying. I'm not taking credit for it. I'm like, it's a lot of people say it.
I'm going to give you all the credit. Don't give that I say it.
I was totally waiting for her to be like, you know what? I think I did come up with that.
Yeah. I'm not a good enough liar. Should I take an improv class?
Yes. See?
Oh my gosh. Hey, shout out to Kevin in the chat. Thank you to Nate. Oh, Justin, I didn't even say hi to you. Thanks so much for popping in. We appreciate all y'all. Okay, moving on.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We have a little show and tell.
We do.
I forgot to bring my cards. I didn't hold up my end of the bargain.
I have so many baseball cards.
But you got a gift.
I did.
Got a bunch of cards.
So my friend Nate from Wisconsin.
Yes.
He started collecting baseball cards all of a sudden. It became like his whole personality.
Oh.
And he collected a bunch of cards that he knew I would like. So he sent them to me. And one of my favorite ones is this Nolan Jones card from when he played for the Guardians.
I think we're going to get a close-up cam. Oh, no, maybe we're not. Okay, there we go.
Nolan Jones, he was drafted by the Guardians as the Indians at the time in the second round in 2016. And then he came and joined the Rockies. But, like, I love this card.
Yeah, let me see this. Also, this is not, like, the most flattering picture of Nolan Jones.
Mm-mm.
But I just love that he's in a position now where we do have so many pictures that are much better of him.
We do.
He could be a model. He's adorable.
I know. I love him. And so this is one of my favorite cards that I got.
That's a good card.
I know.
I love this one, though. I love the picture on this one.
So this one's Christian Yelich and Willy Adames. I'm a gigantic Christian Yelich and Willy Adames
fan. Do you like the Brewers or something?
I do. Thank you so much for asking.
Zoom in.
But first of all, it's one of the like most beautiful cards I've ever seen. Like the purple, it's like iridescent.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows Willy Adames dousing Christian Yelich with Gatorade. And Willy's just known for being the guy on the team that every time someone has like a walk-off win, mm-hmm. like Willy's going to be the one right behind getting you like dunked on with Gatorade.
He's going to take the initiative to make sure you get doused in ice cold Gatorade.
Yes. And he's the best. And it's just such a cool picture of Lily sneaking behind Yelly.
I love that.
And then I have
that.
A couple Bud Black cards for when he played with Kansas City.
Oh my gosh. That's one of my favorite Bud Black eras.
I know.
It was a very fruitful Bud Black era. He was winning World Series back then.
Oh, Bud Black, we love you. So I have one of him as a Royal, and then I have another one of him as a Giant.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He really was a little bit of everywhere.
He was. And now he's ours.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, Kevin in the chat. Guys over 30 are turning to meats, Hot Wheels, or baseball cars as their personality, and I'm here for it.
I'm also here for it. I have a binder now with like my cards.
I'm so excited that you have a binder. The card I was going to bring in, by the way, for my show and tell, but I left it at home.
Uh-huh.
Classic Suze. Definitely didn't do this in elementary school or anything. No, but I got a Warren Schaefer player card. On
have you
eBay.
Shown him?
What?
Have you like shown him the card?
I sent him a picture of it.
Ah!
And he was like, wow.
Wow.
That's me.
Yep, that's me.
It's me. You just sent me a picture of myself.
That's such a cool card to have.
It's great. There aren't a lot because, I mean, like he did play. He was in the Rockies minor league system, but not for very long.
Right.
So player cards, extremely rare. guys, what else do we need? Oh, hold on. You know what? While someone posted a list of, I'm going to read a list from hobbylistings.com, but they listed the top 10 cards that every Rockies fan should have.
Ooh.
At number 10, it's the Matt Holliday rookie card.
I have a Troy Tulowitzki rookie card.
Ooh. A Charlie Blackmon rookie card from 2011 is another must-have. The Troy Tulowitzki card is another.
Yes.
Nolan Arenado rookie card when he has, like, no facial hair.
Wow.
So crazy. Ooh, this Larry. Why did they include a Larry Walker Expos card? Get the heck out of here.
I have that.
Do you?
I do. That's one of the ones that Nate gave me.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I remember looking at it, and I was like, Expos, like, how cool.
I mean, hey, you're ahead of the game. And the number one was this Todd Helton Team USA card.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's a good one.
It was a good one. Todd Helton without facial hair is like so
weird.
Freaking strange to me. All right, guys, we're going to maybe think about wrapping this show up.
2 minutes remaining.
So appropriate because the Nuggets are playing tonight.
Shout out Danny.
Shout out to Danny for being such a good sport and blessing the soundboard. No, that was live. That was all
that
live.
That was live.
All right. What else do we have to talk about before? Season pass for Rockies Takeovers coming soon.
Yay.
Yeah,
I love the Rockies Takeovers. You meet so many people and you get to hang out with like a big group at Coors Fields and the tickets are great.
Yeah, we always get those good seats.
Yeah.
So there's a season pass coming. So we have a couple of Rockies Takeovers. One of them is going to be the Todd Helton ceremony for the Hall of Fame to celebrate his induction into the Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
So there's going to be two games that are included in the season pass and they're going to come with a t-shirt. There are two t-shirts coming for the Rockies, by the way.
I cannot wait.
We got two new shirts coming. I'm very excited. I saw them. Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited because the t-shirts are like one of the best parts of DNVR.
Oh my, I think I definitely know you're going to like at least one of them. so yeah, that's going to come with the season pass. The sweet game is not included in the season pass just because it's like such a different experience.
Right.
And it's a little pricier than what we offer for like the regular season games. But like the sweet game is going to be insane.
I know. And that's also like a really fun experience to have with like other baseball and Rockies fans.
I've never done a suite at Coors Field before.
I've never done a suite anywhere before.
I am dying to do a suite because I'm bougie as fuck.
Yeah. We are classy baseball fans.
I did it once. It was sick. It was so cool.
Oh my gosh.
So exciting.
I'm dying to. And I won't have to wait much longer because, yeah, May 25th is the sweet game. It's a game against the Phillies. The Bird and Bryce rematch.
I cannot wait to see
it. And why am I fighting like this old-timey Irishman?
Because it's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh my gosh, it is. I always forget about that as a holiday just in general.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. So that's coming up. Keep that in mind. What time do the Nuggets play?
6:30.
So the Nuggets game's kind of soon. I see some people starting to show up.
Mm-hmm.
To watch the Nuggets game with us. I saw people tweeting about it.
San Antonio in Austin, Texas.
The Spurs. Wow.
So it should be a fun game.
Okay.
Let's see how they do.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
thank you for letting us know who is playing. Steph, I heard our man on the ground.
That is me.
She just knows.
I just know.
Oh my gosh. All right. Yeah. We got to reel it in. Steph, where can we follow you on social media?
You can follow me at StephSal_24 on all platforms.
Yes. That's Steph Sal is short for Stephanie Salazar.
Yes.
Stephanie Salazar is short for Stephanie DJ Tanner and Becky Salazar.
Exactly. That's exactly. I'm named after them.
She was almost named Aunt Becky.
I was almost named Aunt Becky, but then my mom won the argument against my dad.
Thank goodness. Tiff, where can we follow you on social media?
I am at Tiffany with an I _ Tano on all platforms.
Guys, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Wow. I bet you guys can't wait to get out of this annoying ass show. guys, make sure you are following DNVR_Rockies for all of the latest Rockies updates. If there's breaking news, if there's 7 runs scored in a game, we're going to be on it.
Yep.
We're going to be on it. So make sure you follow DNVR_Rockies on Twitter for all the latest. And spring breakout game is tomorrow, 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time.
Cannot wait.
Very excited to see some dudes. Mm-hmm. Suiting up for the Rockies. I'm super stoked. But, Steph, you know what I love to say about closing out a show like this?
That's baseball.
You are so right. That's baseball. That's the show. We will talk to you guys on Monday at 12:30 Mountain Daylight Time, right back here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Talk to you then.
Bye.
We're all silly like the mayor.